You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So as our National Pride Month draws to a close, we're taking some time to reflect on the understanding of the LGBTQI plus community as outsiders, allies, or members. For many people, Pride is typically associated with celebrations, music, extravagance, and rainbows. It gives us an opportunity to celebrate members of our communities who have historically been forced to suppress their identities for the fear of unacceptance and violence or shame. An RNZ article shows Aotearoa has the most rainbow parliament in the world, with 10% of our 120 MPs identifying with the LGBTQI plus spectrum. In 2013, our government passed the gay marriage bill, and here is a clip from when that happened.
I understand
So that was a song that was sung in Parliament when the same-sex marriage bill passed. So despite our accomplishments, we still have a long way to go. RNZ reported that 1 in 5 transgender people in New Zealand experience homelessness, and Counting Ourselves Health study showed 79% of trans and non-binary people in this country have considered suicide. Aotearoa has a huge history with the LGBTQI plus people and issues, but where did it all begin? So, with pre-colonialism, the Te Reo Māori view on sexuality and gender was incredibly different to what we know now. In this clip, Kahu Katoia explains the change in attitudes and history of Māori gender and sexuality for RE News.
Pre-colonisation, Māori attitudes to gender and sexuality were less binary. Missionaries introduced Christian attitudes, and those were widely adopted by tangata whenua. Our people have always been open about sexuality, but it was colonisation, the restrictive word of the Bible, that squashed out any ideas of sexuality and gender that weren't wahine kititane and monogamous marriage forever and ever.
So when discussing traditional Māori ideas of gender and sexuality, it's a term that often pops up as takatāpui, a Māori word which translates to intimate companion of the same sex. In the classic Māori legend of Henemoa and Tutanikai, a love story in which Henemoana travels to Mokoia Island to be with her lover, Tutanikai. A different version of the story by scholar Te Rangika Heke reveals Tutanikai had a male companion named Tiki, who he referred to as Takuhoa Takatapui. Tuitanekai told his father, Kamate aho e te aroha ki toku hua ki a Tiki, meaning I'm stricken with love for my friend, Tiki. Many have used Tuitanekai's quote to his father and referred to Tiki as an indication of a gay relationship between the two, however this evidence has been debated. We also know that it is possible for tapui was originally a descriptor for a relationship between two people of the same sex that wasn't necessarily sexual or romantic. However, the story between Tiki and Tui Tanekai is still an incredibly useful tool towards understanding Māori attitudes towards to sexuality pre-colonisation. In a conversation with Leonie Hayden for the spin-off, Green Party MP Dr. Elizabeth Kirikiri tells the story of a colonial missionary caught partaking in bad behaviour with Māori men.
So he was a missionary who was over here and he got into trouble. He actually got in trouble on the boats coming over for his dalliances. He got taken to court because, of course, the British brought their laws that said now this is illegal, something we had no problem with. So we pretty much ignored the fact that they thought it was illegal. And so when they went to court, the whānau and even those young men themselves just did not have a problem with it.
All right.
Two things we learned from that. One, that we didn't have a problem with it. But two, we had no punishment for it. And that's how we know that our people, that it was accepted.
Right.
And it was kind of a bit ordinary.
These days, Takupa Tapui has been reclaimed by many Māori as an umbrella for any sexuality or gender diverse identities, and as a symbol of resistance towards westernised ideas of gender and sex. Many indigenous cultures have similar pre-colonial sexuality and gender concepts, such as moe aikane or mahu in Hawaii, and Fafafine in Samoa. Dr. Elizabeth Kirikiri has multiple lengthy and in-depth resources on Takupatapui on the takupatapui.nz website for those curious to know more. Happy Pride Month.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.